This is Dr. Lee indicating follow-up progress note, patient name. Baker, B-A-K-E-R, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, date of birth 2-9-1935, date of service 8-12-2023, Franklinwood Johnson Nursing Rehab, patient seen today for follow-up and subacute rehab. Patient has a cough and congestion with some yellow sputum production, but no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Patient has recently treated for the bacteremia, completed antibiotic course, and central line has been removed. System, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary cough, congestion with yellow sputum production, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting and diarrhea, musculoskeletal. Chronic leg edema. Neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no pyrenopar, dipsia. Physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert. Oriented time 3, blood pressure 132 over 80, pulse 66, temperature 8.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 98%. Next and next, upper longevity chest not tender, lungs, diminished pressure on the base, but there is no wheezing, no rail, heart SNS2 problem, is soft, not tender, balls on positive extremity, bilateral leg edema, neuro, she is awake, oriented time 3. Lab reviewed, medication reviewed, assessment number 1. Bacteremia treated with antibiotic, completed the course, nexlant CHF, nexlant COPD, nexlant HDF-AFib, nexlant CKD, emirative dysfunction, diabetes mellitus, plan of care, patient does have a cough congestion with symptoms of acute bronchitis, with a known history of COPD, have a larger chest x-ray today, and if the chest x-ray shows infiltrated, we may give her antibiotic, but otherwise she's afebrile, I will at this point add Mucinex, 600 mg BID. For 5 days, then reevaluate the patient. Care plan, discuss with the patient. Thank you.